Ash Wednesday, the beginning of our 40-day journey of Lent, a journey of self-reflection, a time to fast, and a time to pray. Nadia Boltz-Weber, in her book, Accidental Saints, the book that we are using on Sunday afternoons, starting this Sunday, she likens Ash Wednesday to the time between our baptism and our funeral. As I pondered that image, it began to come alive for me. At our baptism, our foreheads are anointed with blessed oil, and we are sealed and marked as Christ's own forever. At our death, our foreheads are anointed with blessed oil for the reassurance of forgiveness and eternal life. It is the life we live between these two oily celebrations that we find ourselves, anointed on our foreheads with blessed ash. It is in the blackness of this ash cross that our baptismal cross reappears. It is placed right there in the middle of our foreheads to allow us to see and reflect on the day we were adopted into the body of Christ, a day that we were welcomed into a journey of faith, a moment where we should never again have to walk alone. The blackness of the ash is there also to remind us of our mortality, a reminder that our bodies, which were raised up from the dust, will return to the dust. It is this time between the beginning of our new life of baptism and the beginning of our new life eternal upon our death that our awareness of our mortality helps form us. We don't know how much time we have between the anointing of our baptism and the anointing at our death. So what do we do with it? When I was a kid, I was raised in a liturgical religious tradition that adhered to the season of Lent. I'll be the first to say that I didn't get a thing out of it. The only meat my family ate on Fridays was fish. This experience did not make me a better person or a better Christian. Now, it might have for my parents. It might have for my siblings or the others that I worshiped with, but it didn't do anything for me. It didn't draw me more deeply into my relationship with God. Each year, besides not having meat on Fridays, I also had to give up something personal for Lent. Since I didn't have video games or iPhones, I gave up another food item, some form of candy or sweet carbonated beverage. Giving up these things didn't enhance my relationship with God either. So I can't help but ask, what was the point? If we are going to enter into a season of self-reflection, prayer, and fasting, why not make these 40 days count for something? If we do something intentionally for 40 days, we can change ourselves for the better. We can grow. We can improve our relationship with God and our relationships with each other. So let's commit to praying for 40 days. But not just our usual prayers. Let's do it differently. When you see someone in need, say a short prayer for them. When you're in line at the grocery store, offer up a quick prayer for the cashier. When you see a mother pushing a stroller, pray for her and her child. When you get cut off in traffic, instead of cussing like I might occasionally do, let's commit to praying for them, because we don't know what's going on in their life. Pray that God will give them what they need. Some of you did grab one of these little purple things coming in, and if not, you can get one on the way out. But I say we commit. Let's commit to 40 days of fasting. Instead of fasting from something that is really all about ourselves, it just makes us think about how we really wanted that thing. No, why don't we fast from something that actually changes our lives and our relationship with God and each other? I mean, what if we fasted from our bitterness? I mean, it really only hurts ourselves. What about fasting from worry? We know, very scripturally, it doesn't do any good. It doesn't help us out. It doesn't make us live any longer. What if we fasted from our resistance to change? Because without change, and it's changing, but if we resist it, we don't grow. What about our pride that creates blindness? What if we fasted from our small view of God? If what we're learning or studying doesn't actually make you grow into God, let's find something new. What if we fasted from our ungratefulness or our fear of failure? We don't try, we don't succeed. We don't try, we don't grow. We can't let fear stop us. What if we fasted from our comfort zone? No growth in our comfort zone. What if we fasted from our feelings of unworthiness? Some of those feelings are so set down into our souls from our childhood or from some... There's lots of reasons that we might feel unworthiness. We could just read our 1928 prayer book and it would just flood us with that. What if we fasted from our impatience? You know, we always think it's our timing. We don't let it be God's timing. What if we fasted from comparison? Because we can be doing something very joyful, and once we compare it to somebody else, it just saps the joy right out of it. What about blame? If we fasted from blame, because that instant blame is just the discharging of discomfort and pain and anger. What about our overcommitments? That's going to be hard for me this Lent. What if we fasted from apathy and our hatred and our perfection, which we can't even reach? What if we stopped trying to fit in, fasted from that, and just lived into who God created us to be? I mean, there are so many different possibilities of things that we could fast from. And so I ask you to reflect on the idea of fasting from something that creates growth not only in you, but in the world around you. Find one that is worth your time. Pick one that is really worthy of that time between your anointings. One that will bring life into the dust that you are. Amen.